Hi, I'm Jen, Colton's mom.
Hi, I'm Shannon, Gabriel and Grayson's mom.
And today, along with many other subjects, we're going to talk about Read Across America Week and why it's more than just a spirit week where our kids dress up. But before we get started, this is Moms with Margaritas. And since it's our first episode, we decided that today's margarita recipe would be our own personal recipes of what we like to drink at home or on the beach or wherever. So Shannon, I'm going to let you start with your recipe. What's your go-to when it comes to margaritas?
All right. You know, I'm that crafty person. So I'm a big strawberry margarita fan. Mm-hmm. Go to Costco. Mm-hmm. Okay. They have a really cool already pre-made mixer, and it does have the wine cocktail in it.
Okay.
But I put a little bit of Captain with it.
Ooh.
Captain Morgan. I'm a big rum drinker. Mm-hmm. Mix it around, put it on the rocks, we're good to go.
I like it.
Yes. So that's about as crafty as we get.
I was going to say, I like the skinny margarita type because I'm not crazy about the sugar. I'd rather have like the lime, sourish kind of flavor. So usually like my go-to, obviously tequila, I'll do some fresh lime juice. And like a orange liqueur or triple sec to bring all the flavors together. And then like a little bit of agave, if I can't really find that, just some simple sugar because we usually have that around the house somewhere. You know, just some extra limes in there and good to go. I like that fresh over top of ice.
Exactly.
So tasty.
I'm glad you said, because I like a little splash of orange juice in it as well, just to kind of makes it not as sugary tasting.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I also really like, I mean, when I'm going like the easy route, Skinny Girl makes a delicious pre-made cocktail mix. But you can't ever find it around here in Myrtle Beach. I feel like I look everywhere and I'm that person that walks up to the guy at the counter and I'm like, excuse me, do you have Skinny Girl margarita? And they're usually like, no, ma'am, we don't.
Listen to you like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
There's the wine if
yes,
you want it.
exactly. But oh, well.
Yeah.
All right. Now that we have our cocktail recipes down, set and ready to go. And for those tuning in, we will be drinking margaritas throughout the podcast and enjoying a fresh lime because everything's better with a margarita.
Exactly. So you might want to watch out.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know what's going to come out of this content. But I wanted to give you an opportunity to introduce yourself, you know, give a quick little elevator pitch of who you are and kind of what you like to do and why you like being a mom.
Sure. So, of course, I have two kids, two boys. I'm the boy mom. So that means we are sports galore. We have just started baseball, actually, last night. Just wrapped up basketball and then about to start flag football in just a couple of weeks. So that's a little bit about the mom life. 6 and 7-year-old, two boys, wide open, and two are completely opposite. So makes life entertaining. One is all about the dinosaurs and the other is all about the sports. So we do make them both play sports just because of the fact they love the interaction with other kids and making friends and then getting some running and activities and then also getting some of the energy out. That's about the kids. I am married. I do love my husband. It's always about the boys, though. been married for actually going to be celebrating here soon, 10 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And then, of course, I've been at the Myrtle Beach Area Chamber going on 15 years. So done a lot of growing within this building. And then also, you know, have some wonderful friends that I've made throughout the years. But really, I've made so many wonderful people within the community with the parents.
Yeah.
From sports to, you know, going to different, you know, attractions or whatever.
For sure. Kids make an easy subject
opener to have
a window into talking to people and get to know them. And
yeah.
I feel like when you're talking about your kids, you open up so much more.
So much more. Because it's way better than talking about the sky.
Right. I mean, exactly. Or the weather today.
Or the weather. Yeah. But I mean, like you're saying too, like, hey, you want to go to a Pelicans game or hey, you want to go to a Coastal game. So it's easier sometimes when you have that parent interaction and then the kids are entertained with their friends too. So.
And you've lived on the Grand Strand for how long?
I've lived here for 22 years.
Okay, so you're pretty much an expert.
I'm a local. I've lived here longer than I'm originally from Durham, North Carolina, Tar Heel fan. I do have to state that. I know, Jen.
It's okay.
The Wolfpack.
I'm actually kind of excited. I think next week or next podcast, we should potentially talk about the Duke-UNC basketball game coming up.
All right.
I think it's going to be one of the most
interesting.
Yeah. Exactly.
It will be.
And we both have some knowledge behind it, so maybe we have a conversation.
Watch out. Once it's
over
with.
Yeah,
that would be good. Mm-hmm. We can definitely wear our colors and all.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, moved here right before my junior year of high school and haven't left. So love getting to go to the beach, especially during the summertime. Mm-hmm. We always go to the state park pretty much every Sunday for Sunday Fun Day with a good 10 to 15 families to let those kids play around and get some energy out once again. But it's just fun to live here.
I mean, yeah, and
our
I know that you guys,
yeah,
I was going to say, you guys are such an outdoor family.
We are.
We've
love
seen
it.
You at so many events and things like that, related to work, unrelated to work.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
For our listeners' perspective, you know, Shannon and I have known each other for a long time. We work together through the Pelicans and the chamber aspect from that. So we have a friendship that goes beyond just the work life, for sure.
I was excited when Jen took her position here at the chamber a year ago. Yes, it was very – everybody's like, oh, do you know Jen? Well, of course I know Jen. Why wouldn't we know Jen? You were like the voice of the Pelicans for many, many years.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. That seems like a lifetime ago, but wasn't that too long ago. Kind of introduce myself a little bit. I am a mom of one boy, 2.5. He'll be 3 in May. Colton, sometimes I call him Colton Lewis when I get angry and upset with him. So also married. We just will be celebrating 6 years in October. My husband is born and raised here in the Grand Strand.
That's amazing.
So he's a local. Yeah, you don't find them very often.
No.
They're kind of a unicorn in that sense.
That's the truth.
I have lived here since 2009. Took a quick break from 2018 to 2022, where we lived in Raleigh. That's actually where Colton was born. And then we moved back here in October of 2020, excuse me. And that's when, shortly after in February, I started my job here at the Myrtle Beach Area Chamber and Visit Myrtle Beach. And we are so excited to be back in the area. It's such a blessing to live here. And it's great to have all the opportunities of people come for vacation and we get to live here and enjoy all the vacation things all year round.
I think we're spoiled.
We
and sometimes
are.
We don't realize how
right?
spoiled
exactly.
we are.
Exactly. 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 And then, of course, we have our producer, John.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Hey, John.
He's going to be our person that looks up everything for us
on
the Google machine.
Yes.
All the answers
all
we
the
can.
Exactly. And everything else.
All right. This is an unusual segment, but I think it'll be fun for our first one. So I looked up some mom's would you rather questions, and I thought we could answer them and just kind of go through and, you know, get to know our personalities a little bit so our listeners can understand us. So first one being, and I think these came out of the UK because it says questions of would you rather for mums,
okay.
M-U-M-S. So
okay.
maybe, but they all made sense when I read through them. So
all right.
The first one being, would you rather have Legos scattered all over your living room or Cheerio dust stuck on the kitchen counters forever?
Oh, for me, it would totally be Legos because, I mean, just kick them out of the way or something.
True.
But cleaning, I get so aggravated if I can't get something cleaned up completely,
mm-hmm.
especially if it was going to be stuck forever.
Yeah.
It's like a Sharpie.
I think the same way. Plus, I think, like, Cheerio dust would make me feel like I have to sneeze all the time.
Right? That's true. Like pollen on another
right.
level.
Exactly. Exactly. I did hear of one time, and this was a story long ago, of a mom who stepped on a Lego in the middle of the night and she like broke her leg because it was like so sharp and it was like on a tile floor.
Oh.
So now I have this fear of like Legos and stepping on them. I'm like, oh my goodness. But
well, I gotta say, just a Lego. So who would have thought? My oldest just started Lego Club yesterday.
Really?
At school. Isn't that interesting? Like Lego
Isn't that
Club.
Like the first step to like robotics club?
I guess
kind
so.
Of? Yeah.
I know that they learned how to build an island
mm-hmm.
And then like a little mini house and things, but I've never heard of that. But he had a blast.
That's awesome.
Right?
So, huh.
Anyways.
Interesting.
Right.
Okay, next one. Would you rather have your guests see you with a filthy toilet or a filthy kitchen?
That's a good one.
I'm going to go rather have a filthy toilet than a filthy kitchen.
Yeah, me too. Because the kitchen, for me, I got to keep it clean.
Yep,
it
I agree.
It just drives me insane.
Yep, yeah.
But with the toilet, I mean, with having boys, mean, I swear, I think we're always cleaning.
Yes,
that,
agreed.
So.
Agreed. I spend so much of my life cleaning. Would you rather live with a total slob or an OCD freak?
Ooh.
Yeah. I do live with an OCD freak. Lewis is, everything has to be in perfect place of... He's not, like, the cleanest, but organization and order for him are – that's, like, gotta happen all the time.
And see, I'm the OCD one in our family, so mm-hmm. I don't know if I could deal with another OCD person, but probably rather deal with OCD versus just a mess.
There, I was watching the Today Show, and they were talking about, like, cleaning traits and how they relate to, like, things in your life. But anyway, Hoda – who's one of my personal heroes from the Today Show, she was talking about how she just will leave kitchen cabinet doors open all the time. And just like it's a thing, like you walk into her house and her kitchen cabinet doors are open. And I got anxiety thinking about that. I don't know.
I'm bad about like closing the closet door or things along those lines. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, I'm not going to lie, I may leave something open just to see if...
Just to see if someone else will pick it up off the floor.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm just making a point.
Oh, man. I think we've had there was a card, I think it's actually a Valentine's Day card, that's been sitting pretty much in between like our living room and kitchen for almost a month now. I mean, February 14th. And I'm at the point where I refuse to pick it up. Like... There's two other humans living in my house, and neither one of them have picked it up.
Once again, it's probably a good thing you don't have a dog right now, just because it probably would have been chewed. Or maybe you do need a dog, and then it would pick it up.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Now, granted, Lewis will wash dishes, and he's good about helping. Sometimes I think those things just go unnoticed.
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't even see it. So. All right. Our next question is, would you rather experience your kid's temper tantrum in a busy library or church, or have your child pee/poop themselves while shopping in Target?
You know what? Target is full of moms, so
it's
they're
true.
Used to it.
Right?
So
somebody would probably help
that.
You out.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. I'm so sorry, hon. You here? Yeah, here's some wipes.
Yeah. I got you, girl. I got you.
Do you bless need me to your wipe? Heart. Yeah.
Do you need me to watch your cart while you go take him to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. That's very true. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. All right. Would you rather have someone constantly complain about your cooking or about your cleaning?
Well, I will say I'm not the best cook. So I'm just like, you either starve or you eat what's on your plate.
Yeah,
so
I'm going to agree with that. Cleaning, I take personal pride in.
Right? And I feel like I clean, though, all the time. Mm-hmm. So if I'm not doing it well, then I would really feel
be disappointed in yourself.
Fair.
Would you rather trim the lawn with nail clippers or pick all your carpets clean with tweezers?
Ooh.
I'm going to go cut my grass with nail clippers because I think I would be really grossed out by cleaning your carpet with tweezers.
Well, especially if it's in the summer and you can just wear your bathing suit mm-hmm. and then get a tan.
Right, exactly. So, you're outside. And
right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When we were living in Raleigh, I saw this YouTube video of this woman that cleaned an area rug outside by like she put dish soap on it and then she like sprayed it with a high pressure hose or whatever. So there was like Saturday morning. I got up and I'm like, I'm going to do this because we had this rug that was super dirty and we didn't even have it that long. That thing ended up going in the garbage. I was like, sorry.
That's too much work.
First of all, the stuff that was coming out of it was gross. But then it was like so thick. I don't know how she dried it. Like that's what we had it out there for almost 3 days and it was still soaking wet. Yeah.
A wet vac, maybe?
Maybe. I don't know. But she didn't include that part in her YouTube video.
My bad.
So I was like,
All right.
Yeah, exactly. Would you rather watch Frozen 5 times a day, every day, or have lice go through your whole entire house?
Frozen.
Yeah. Lice creeps me out.
I mean, I think we watch, especially when Frozen came out.
Or some version of Frozen.
At least. I cannot count how many times I have seen between that movie and Moana.
Colton's just not into Disney stuff yet.
Wow.
Yeah.
They just my kids just love the music, I think, more than anything. So
that makes sense.
Yeah.
For sure. Do you guys just listen to it like on Alexa sometimes or in the car?
Of course, Nana, my mom, she decided to get the soundtracks for them. So then, you know, we could play it in the car.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank goodness. I claim that I don't know where they went.
Stuck under your seat somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. What's my next one? Would you rather never need to do laundry or never wash a dish again?
Never wash a dish again.
Me too.
I hate doing dishes.
Because it's never ending.
That's the truth.
At least with laundry, like, you can put everything away and feel somewhat clean. But
yeah.
You're washing dishes and somebody's using a cup or somebody or using a knife or something. And,
I actually, when I'm folding clothes, I know this probably sounds crazy, but I'll just turn Hallmark on, mm-hmm. pour a glass of wine, and then go into the bedroom and fold clothes, get away from everyone. It's actually kind of peaceful mm-hmm. for me.
I'm in agreement. I don't mind laundry at all. I would much rather do laundry all day than clean the kitchen. Yes, yes, yes. Would you rather clean your home with a vacuum cleaner with the head the size of your thumb or scrub the bathroom with a cotton swab?
Ooh.
I mean, I'm going to go vacuum cleaner. Yeah, bathrooms are gross.
They are.
I don't want to get that close with the cotton swab.
No,
to get all up in there.
The toilet.
Toilet, yeah. And having boys. mm-hmm. Yeah, vacuum, yeah.
I think we're pretty similar on most of those those things. So are you a mad cleaner? Like, sometimes when I get super mad at my family and I want I just start cleaning like crazy.
Yes. Especially if, like, when it's not that I'm wanting to do something, but I'm like, we're not sitting around. We're not mm-hmm. playing on our tablets or phone, whatever, or watching TV. Get up and help me with doing something.
Yep.
And then if they're not wanting to help, it's like, scrub
yep,
it away.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. Yes. I've done that so many times. And then you look like turn around and I'm like, why am I doing this? Like,
yeah.
I'm only hurting myself here.
But you got your steps in.
You did. You did. And your house is somewhat clean.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I did not realize this. I knew a little bit about it, but when the boys were in daycare, we didn't hear about it as much, mm-hmm. but now in the public school system, it's Read Across America Week.
Mm-hmm.
And the dates are actually February 28th through March 4th. But today, as in March 2nd, it's actually the national day for Read Across America.
I saw that because it's actually Dr. Seuss's birthday today.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, which is exciting. Just they're really trying to encourage our youth mm-hmm. to read. I mean, I will tell you that, especially what they have experienced over the past 2 years with COVID, a lot of our kids are pretty far back when it comes to education.
Right.
And not only are they promoting to read, but also to have, whether it be volunteers coming into the schools, mm-hmm. you know, of course, your parents, your teachers, even siblings, you know, grandparents, to encourage your kids to read, even by reading to them and helping them with learning more about, you know, reading. For us, I mean, we pick out the most colorful books imaginable. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's either dinosaurs or sports books, but it's interesting just mm-hmm. to hear about the different topics that our kids are at least learning just particularly this week. I don't know if with Colton being younger, are they doing that at your school right now?
So I know that it's more of like a spirit week for them, just to kind of get them engaged. And with him being, you know, in daycare and school, they do reading on a regular basis like they do any types of schools. And I think that they put a little bit more emphasis on they really focus on the Dr. Seuss side. And I was reading that as a national week, they're getting away from Dr. Seuss some. And it was mostly because of, like, expose kids to all types of books and not just specifically Dr. Seuss. And, you know, letting kids of all backgrounds see themselves in books. And I know that, you know, Dr. Seuss sometimes was limited in his characters within books. So I thought that was pretty interesting. But at Colton School, they're definitely focusing on that Dr. Seuss side from a younger perspective. So
we are too. And of course, my kids are at an elementary school mm-hmm. and they've actually focused extremely on Dr. Seuss this week. It's actually been entertaining to learn about Dr. Seuss uh-huh. and the many things that he's accomplished. For one, I didn't know that he didn't have kids.
I didn't either. I thought that was very
interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. So he was being able to, you know, be this extraordinaire of coming up with imaginary
characters. You imagine his imagination on a regular basis?
Like, I mean, my imagination, it was kind of good, but with having kids now, they help bring that out.
Right.
So I was shocked with that. But we definitely have learned a lot about, of course, like our wacky socks to, you know, the my kids today dressed up as Thing One and Thing Two because that fits them well. Of course, my favorite character is the Grinch just because it's them based with Christmas. But that's a whole nother topic.
A topic for later down the road.
Yeah. But it is really interesting just to, you know, hear about some of the things that they are reading about. I actually, and I think you did too, with United Way, we did the the day United to Read a few weeks ago, and that was spaghetti and a hot dog bun. But as you mentioned, they are trying to bring some different books and some diversity into the schools to help
and,
with
and
that
this
reading.
You know, week is really on a national level. I think that the last – I was reading the last four or five presidents have addressed this as a national reading week. And a lot of the first ladies recently have really put an emphasis on the reading side of things. And, you know, even talking about – I think PBS mentioned something about the benefits of not only reading to your children before they go to bed as an educational purpose, but also as a family moment right before they go to sleep, there's a sense of calming that can happen and help them actually get to sleep beforehand. And I see that with Colton all the time. I mean, he's bouncing around and it might take him a little bit to get into the book. But once he really starts, I can feel his body, you know, give way and kind of really start to get into that sleep pattern of, okay, this is calm down and focus time. And, you know, he's not necessarily understanding all the material that we're reading, but it's that moment and that presence of being together and that this is the ending to the day for him. So,
yeah. And it's a great routine. I mean, kids need that extremely. And I mean, you know, we even have one of our coworkers here. His son is, I think, 2 or 3 months now. And he even said that he's been reading to him each night just to get him into, you know, to learn about this is what we do at night. I mean, we're a very structured family. I think you guys are too, because my youngest had a doctor's appointment today for a 6-year-old checkup, and they asked the question, "Do you guys eat as a family?" Yeah, you know,
exactly.
But that's just a part of our structure, you know. And so, to your point is that I mean, when kids are being able to be, you know, read to or whatever it may be, when it comes to that family aspect, is huge, and it helps just throughout all of their years.
Yeah.
Because the boys, I think that we've read every single one of their books at least 2 or 3 times with the Dolly Parton's Imagination Library.
Yeah, I was going to say, for anybody that is out there, look into your area and see if that's an option available. I mean, she provides a free book every month
when they're born to 5 years old.
And it's, for one, it's exciting for them to get the book in the mail. I know that Colton really loves that. But, you know, just to have that resource available that... What an amazing opportunity that the Dolly Parton's providing to so many kids.
Exactly.
And I might be wrong on this, but I don't think it's available in every area. We're lucky enough because we have Pirate's Voyage.
It's only available in the areas that she actually has attraction.
Gotcha.
But they are. They're such great books. And, you know, there are some of the books that we've been able to give back, whether it be to our previous daycare, even to the library, just because some of the kids, you know, are younger and able to go. And it's a good way to check out a book and be able to read it.
Yeah.
Because books should definitely be at least free, if not an easy accessible for our kids.
Yes. So we're learning now that, you know, Read Across America, Dr. Seuss Week is certainly more than just dress up at school.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much more that goes into it.
I saw that it started in 1998.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been a while
Absolutely.
That it's been going on.
And unfortunately, Dr. Seuss never got to see it
in
existence.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that he would be proud that it's happening and his legacy is living on through the world of reading.
That's awesome.
We actually did Colton's Nursery as All the Places You Will Go was his theme. Yeah, so he has maps and all that kind of stuff across his nursery. And now he's transitioned to a big boy room. But we loved that theme and that whole, like, inspirational message of All the Places You Will Go.
That was actually one of the books that I used to always give at different baby showers. Mm-hmm. Because, it's the truth. There's so many places, and it's the colorful side of and the imagination side.
Yes.
So
I love the baby showers now where people are asking you to, instead of bringing a card for the mom, write a message in a book.
In a book.
I had my godmother growing up was – every holiday, we got books and books, and she would always write personal messages inside or, like, the event that she gave the book at. So if it was, like, Christmas of 1996 or whatever. And now so many of those books are still in – we have, and I'm reading them to Colton.
That's
and it's
cool.
So fun to see, like, that legacy live on of those favorite books that I had growing up. That came from my godmother, it passed down to Colton.
Note to self.
Yes,
like, I mean,
exactly.
That's something that's huge.
Even just taking the time to, if you're giving a book, just write who it's from and, you know, the experience that came with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, you look back, too, of especially whether it be family members or friends that have passed. And, just to see their writing brings back so many memories. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
What a great idea.
Right? Yeah. She was a second grade teacher, so she always has that, like...
that creative side.
Exactly. Yes, for sure, for sure. John, you wanted us to name as many Dr.
As many
Seuss
books as you
we
can.
Could. Cat in the Hat.
Cat in the Hat.
Right?
The Grinch.
The Grinch. Oh, the Places You Will Go.
The One Fish, Two Fish.
Yep.
Red Fish, Blue Fish.
What's the one with the puffy people?
Was that the one that he just said? The Berry?
Mulberry Street Mulberry, is one, right? I know there's some obvious
wacky,
ones.
Tacky, is it Wacky Tacky Socks or is it Wacky? I know there's a dog one too.
And what's the one with the elephant?
Oh, Hootin', Where's a Who?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I should probably, like, look. I brought the boys actual, like, what they're supposed to be working on. Green eggs and ham.
Oh, yeah. Green eggs and ham. Yep.
That was huge yesterday. We had to dress in all green.
So what do you have the rest of the week for Spirit Week? We have Thursday and Friday left.
Yeah. So Thursday is Fox and Socks. So you're supposed to wear your favorite wacky, tacky socks.
Mm-hmm.
And then the sleep book. So we wear our pajamas on Friday.
Oh.
So, but I have been told by my youngest, well, Mama, I don't want to wear my PJs. I don't want to mess them up. My other one, I can't wait to wear my dinosaur PJs.
I love it. I love it.
Does Colton get to wear PJs to school?
I don't think PJs might be on Friday, but I think that... I know this is bad. Yesterday, I didn't even dress them up, and it was hat day, and it could have been the easiest day ever, and we were just – I couldn't get them out the door in a hat.
There are so many of those days.
It's like, nope, not happening. Today was Wise Wednesday, so we're college gear. And then
– so what did he wear?
Oh, God, this is bad, too. an Arkansas baseball T-shirt.
What?
It was the only one that I could find that could fit him at the moment.
Who's in Arkansas?
One of my mom's friends. So random, right? And it was like...
Do I need to let you borrow at least a Coastal shirt?
I know. Well, all of his Coastal and his NC State stuff are too small. So, and that
sounds
was...
Sounds like we're going on a Target trip.
Yes. For sure. But we're ready for baseball season. We have all the Phillies gear and Pelicans gear ready
all
to
right.
go. So that's set. I think tomorrow is something to do with active. So he gets to wear like his professional sports gear tomorrow.
Okay.
So we'll have to decide what that is. And then
Has a Pelicans jersey.
Oh, yes,
I've definitely
does.
Seen him in the Pelicans jersey.
He's even got his name on the back.
Oh, man.
Yep.
That's snazzy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Or that should be the rest of the week.
And we were talking about what socks to wear because my kids, they like their black socks.
Mm-hmm.
So we're probably going to like wear, I know this sounds silly, but a Rock and Jump sock and then a Big Air sock.
I like it.
And then
smart.
Call it a day.
Yep.
Because, you know, two different ones.
Are the Rock and are the Big Air, are they orange color?
They're orange.
Okay.
And then
Rock and
rock
Jump
is the green. So, so I'm like, well. There you go, boys.
Exactly.
They're pretty particular on their socks. I don't know about you guys.
He hasn't gotten to that point yet. I mean, if he comes home in his socks, I'm just
You're
happy.
Doing good.
Yeah, exactly.
One of my friends was just texting me about a few things, and I was like, well, you know, because they wore their thing one, thing two, and I just taped, you know, of course, the little cutout on their shirt. I was like, yeah, they probably won't have that on their shirt. But, you know, I'm happy when I pick them up if their shoelaces are still tied.
Ah, yes.
So, because we've fallen a few times, you know, on the playground because our shoelaces aren't tied.
Yeah, boys just don't take the time to do any of that thing.
So if you have any suggestions on how to teach kids how to tie their shoes, please send my way.
Yes.
Because they think, like, even just tucking it into the shoes.
Yes. Yeah. Slip-ons are the way to go, for sure. All right. I think to wrap up, maybe we, I think you've already mentioned it, your favorite Dr. Seuss book, but we can go through and everybody can mention their favorite Dr. Seuss book before we wrap up for today. So, Shannon, you're going Grinch?
I'm going Grinch.
I'm
going
to go Oh, the Places You Will Go.
Green Eggs and Ham.
Yes. Yay. It's a good one to end on.
That is a good one.
It's perfect.
It makes me hungry.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina is the beach. Here, you're free to be your best self because Myrtle Beach is 60 miles made for you. You belong at the beach.
Beach easy.